For 18 years, the band and orchestra at Kent Lake High School have taken a trip to perform in Victoria, British Columbia. Not this year. The Kent School Board canceled the trip because undocumented students could potentially be detained on their way back over the Canadian border. Some parents said this is just a political move that's punishing documented students who've been preparing for this trip and looking forward to it all year. One of those parents is Kent Lake's Tamara Stenman. Her 11th grade daughter was looking forward to that trip. Tamara, welcome to KUOW.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Tell us about this annual Victoria, BC band trip. Why is this such a big deal to you and your daughter?
This trip is very important to not only myself and my daughter, but for the school from generations past. This has been a 18-year tradition in which these students travel to Victoria, and they get quite the cultural experience.
How's that? What do they do in Victoria?
The band in itself does several performances throughout these 3 days, and the big highlight is the Victoria Days Festival parade, in which they really practice a lot, and they also create their own uniforms. As Kent School District does not have a lot of money, so what we have to do is these kids will create their own costumes for the theme in which we create each year that is different. One year it was for Ghostbusters, the next year it was for Thrift Shop, and the next year it was for Star Wars. So there's a lot of planning, costume preparation, money, time, and practice that these kids put into this.
And what do the kids get out of it?
What the kids get out of this is it's the cultural exchange. I believe firmly that this is part of what drives our musicians, and that to become something more, to be heard. And it gives them that little extra oomph that says, hey, somebody really likes my music.
What did you think when you found out your daughter will not be going on this trip to Victoria?
I was just beside myself. I felt the board did not give us consideration of early notice so that we could plan otherwise. Our students had paid for the trip, and for the board to cancel the trip on such short notice took us completely off guard. Our trip was 23 days away at that point. There was no time to be able to plan a trip if we wanted to do it ourselves outside of the Kent School District.
Well, the school board president says this decision was made because of a new race and equity policy that the school has been working on for years now. She sent us an email and said, we understand what a great tradition this Victoria trip has been for the majority of Kent Lake students, but how many students haven't been able to go there because of their documentation over the years? We can't ask students for their documentation status. We don't have any record of or awareness of documentation status. There have always been students and friends who have been left behind because of their documentation. In other words, it's an equity issue that undocumented kids don't feel like they can safely leave the country and make it back in, so they can't participate, and it's not fair. What do you say to that?
After I came to find out the same thing, the board said that they were afraid that we may leave with 100 students and only come back with 99. Mind you, crossing the border to Canada hasn't changed. Each student is required to have a passport or enhanced identity card or enhanced driver's license. This has been par for the course.
Well, the district is saying that even the risk leaves some of the band and orchestra members out of the trip, and that even though the border policy hasn't changed, it always had left some people out, and it's time to change that, even if they've left that in policy in place for years.
Well, they really haven't had any students that have felt left out, as far as what I know, and the fairness issue here, it needs to go both ways. As far as I'm concerned and the other parents, that is our take on this.
You know, Tamara, not only might some kids not make a British Columbia trip if it happened this year, but they might feel like they're going to be outed as being undocumented. And there's a lot of uncertainty and fear about being undocumented these days with this new presidency. Do you think that's a part of the reason they want to just not go there when it comes to international travel?
I have thought about this you know, and that is a good question. And that there may be a child, if there is a child that feels in that way, my heart goes out to them. And, you know, I feel very sorry for the circumstances that they're dealt with. With today's political climate, I can understand that. There, you know, what student is going to come to the school and say, hey, I'm undocumented, so I can't go, and I'm upset about this. And so it is a very, there's a fine line, yes, in between that. And I know many of these students and have known them for a long time. And I would have heard through the grapevine, oh, so-and-so wants to go, but they can't because of, you know, and I haven't heard anything about undocumented. So there is a possibility that could have happened in the past, but we have not heard of it yet.
Well, Tamara, it sounds like your daughter will not be making a band orchestra trip to British Columbia this year. So she knows that, and she's been watching this whole conversation and this debate and taking it all in. And what does your daughter say about all of this?
My daughter's reaction was that she went into tears, and she said, but we've practiced so hard and made all these costumes. Why are we being punished because someone might not be able to go? This isn't fair, Mom. There's always a few kids who don't want to go, or just because they can't go because they have to work or they have other commitments. And she said, but nobody has ever complained about not being able to go. Plus, we did the cookie dough fundraiser, Mom, so kids who can't afford to go can go. She said, Mom, this isn't right.
I've been talking with Tamara Stenman, who has a daughter in the Kent Lake Orchestra. Her daughter won't be going on that band trip to Victoria, B.C. The Kent School District has canceled that trip over the concerns we've talked about here of treating students equitably. Thank you, Tamara, for talking through this with us.
And thank you. You have a wonderful day.
And now let's hear from the Kent School District. Spokesman Chris Loftus joining us now live. Thank you, Chris.
I'm glad to be here.
What do you tell parents and students who say, as you just heard, Mom, this isn't right?
First of all, we 100% understand the disappointment that people are feeling, and 100% understand that they feel that they've been treated unfairly. That's one of the reasons we've worked so hard to find an alternative to this trip. The band, the Kent Lake Band, will be going to the Lilac Festival in Spokane here in the next few days. So we've found an alternative. But that said, when you're working all year to get ready for a trip to one place, and in the last few weeks you find out you're going somewhere else, understandable disappointment. I was in the band myself many, many decades ago, and mm-hmm. So I know how much those trips mean. I know how much you learn. I know how enriching they are. So we understand that. And unfortunately, there's always a but in these discussions. And we have a commitment to equity. There's state and federal law that doesn't allow us to identify or to offer any sort of differing educational platform or service to students, regardless of their documentation status, regardless of disability, regardless of ethnicity. I mean, we have a mandate to be the front line of democracy. We have to be free and fair and equitable to every student. And when we started looking at this, I had a parent with the same passions and the same eloquence that Ms. Stenman just exhibited, who came in and said, Christian, I can guarantee you, I've been chaperoning this trip for years, I can guarantee you there's not been an undocumented student on this trip. And therein lies the problem. If you can guarantee me that one subgroup of the students that we serve are not able to participate in an activity, we can't have that activity. It's a matter of equity. It's a matter of fairness.
As you said, Chris, the school district does not identify which students are undocumented. Have you heard anecdotally that students have affirmatively skipped the Victoria trip because of their status?
Anecdotally, yes. But again, we don't aren't allowed by law to inquire or mm-hmm. to take records. And so I can't tell you how many students have documentation status, challenged documentation status in our district. We just don't know. But we're a large district with almost 28,000 students. We're one of the most diverse districts in the country. I think we had one ranking service list us as the 11th most diverse district in the entire United States just a couple of months ago. We have over 135 languages spoken in our district, kids coming from over 100 countries. So we have to recognize that we have a population of folks who this affects.
That Kent Lake parent asked, why should all students in the band and orchestra lose out on an experience because of the status of just one or two students? She says, if we're talking fairness, it's got to go both ways. What do you say to parents who tell you that?
Well, I hear that on a situational level, and I'm, like I said, I'm a parent and a former band member myself, so I understand the situation. I understand the passions. But I if we were going on a trip somewhere, or if we had a school-sanctioned trip and we found out that students who were of a certain ethnicity weren't going to be welcomed in that town, that community, or be able to cross a border, or for whatever reason, weren't going to be able to participate, we wouldn't go. We'd stand up and we'd say, no, that's not who we are as a country. That's not who we are as an organization. That's not who we are as individuals. If we had a disabled student, a situation where there was a trip and a disabled student was barred from participation or going for whatever reason, we wouldn't go because we'd stand up for that one disabled student.
Well, Chris, as you know, some parents say that's a poor comparison because ethnicity and medical disability, they're not a choice, but being undocumented was a choice made by that student's parents, if not the student.
Exactly. That's a choice made by someone else for the most part for these students. Our students come to us. And again, we're not able to, it's not like they walk in the door and we put, you know, a list on their badge, you know, about their status or about their ethnicity or about their disability or about their cognitive skills we serve every student. We have a moral and legal responsibility to serve every student equally and equitably. We leave all that other stuff, you know, to other argumentation, to other discussion. We serve every student. And so regardless of what their parents may or might have done, might not have done, regardless of political party affiliation, regardless of who's in the White House or what the current debate is, we serve every student, and we have to do so equitably. And so this was a very difficult decision because we knew that it had an impact on a wonderful tradition of going on this trip.
Chris,
but it was one that the board decided to make.
We're talking with the spokesman for the Kent School District, Chris Loftus. Chris, some parents say this is a political move. Is the Kent School District making a statement opposing President Trump's rhetoric on immigration and border security or his policies?
No. The Kent School District is making a statement for equity. The Kent School District is making a statement for fairness. The Kent School District is predicated on three core values: equity, excellence, and community. And when we looked at our practice in this regard, we recognized that we were out of compliance with one of our core values, and the Kent School District is rectifying that.
Finally, Chris, one last question. We have a minute left. What do you want to leave parents and kids with who are feeling, whether they agree with you or not, they're feeling disappointed, maybe they're feeling upset? What do you want to say?
I want to say we understand that you're upset. We understand that you're disappointed. We feel that too. This is not an easy. If you were at that board meeting 2 weeks ago, there were tears in every board member's eye as they cast their vote. But it was a unanimous vote because it was a vote on equity. It was a vote on fairness. It was on something that was bigger than the situation. It was something about the system, about the country we live in, the system and the fairness and the compassion that we feel for every student. And I know that at this point, those who are negatively impacted by this, on this situation, don't feel that compassion. But I think with reflection, years down the line, I think people will be prouder that they were part of a system that treated everyone with fairness and dignity and respect than they would. That'll be a fonder feeling been a memory of a single trip.
Chris Loftus, spokesperson for the Kent School District, where the school board has canceled the high school's annual band and orchestra trip to Victoria, British Columbia, over concerns that undocumented students might not be allowed back. So instead of British Columbia, it's on to Lilac Fest in Spokane. Chris, thanks for talking with us.
Glad to help. Thank you.
It's KUOW's The Record.